Oh, well, welcome everyone. I hope that your holidays have been good and that you'll have a healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. It's hard to believe it's 2021, but thank God 2020 is over. So, this is Mary Gettin, and I'm going to be your hostess and facilitator today. As most of you know, we started this Global Water Meditation back in 2014 at the request of my orca friend Granny, and I did talk to her this week, so after the meditation today, I have a message from her for us about this year. So don't forget that we have lots of resources on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. We've got all the past meditations on there and messages from Granny and news about water. So if you've got a chance, check out the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So I'm really excited to be here today and to share this meditation with you on January 1st. So let's just begin. Close your eyes. And just take a few full breaths. That's right. Keep breathing and feel yourself becoming calm and relaxed in body and mind. Deep breathing will take you to a very quiet place inside. That's right. Just keep breathing and going deeper and deeper to that place of quiet and stillness. And just allow your consciousness to dive deeply. And now find yourself standing by a body of water. Might be a river, a lake, or an ocean. But it's a lovely, peaceful place filled with the sounds of nature. The wind is rustling through the trees, birds calling nearby, insects going about their business. And you notice the faint scent of flowers or the smell of pine as you breathe deeply, allowing the sense of peace and contentment to fill you. The sun is shining brightly and falling on your skin, warming you. And feel the sun illuminating your body and allow that light to enter through all of your cells. The sunlight is permeating you at a deep level and is filling your body with healing light energy. Just bask in this light for a minute as it continues to fill your body. And now allow the crown at the top of your head to open and feel divine light and love pouring into you and filling you with golden light. Allow yourself to be infused with this light. And now imagine yourself connecting to the core of the earth. Beautiful Mother Earth, through a cord coming out of your lower spine. This cord is grounding you and connecting you to the earth's energy. Feel that divine Mother Earth energy coming up the cord and entering your body. It's nourishing you and filling your body, coming up to your heart. And it's filling your heart with golden light and the healing energies of the earth. And these two energies meet in your heart, the divine feminine from Mother Earth and the divine masculine from Father Sky. And they're swirling together, creating a golden sphere in your heart. Allow it to melt all of you. Your mind releases and your breath becomes so present that you realize that this is the truth of you. These are not just energies moving through you. They are the energies of you. As we land in this place of truth, we remember we are here as this creative energy. Divine intelligence and loving heart. We are here to bring that into body form and to land here as creative solution, creative play, deep joy and love. As we allow ourselves to feel this love, this creative presence, there is a feeling of wholeness, an eternal presence, warm and expansive, a sense of well-being. Let your body be a body of energies merging the worlds of heaven and earth, a vehicle for your own creative essence. You are a being of brilliant golden light. Sense it. Feel it. Know it. Look at how this light radiates out of you, glowing all around you. Go ahead and walk gently into the body of water in front of you. And allow this golden light of peace, love, and healing to flow from you into the water. You are a being of brilliant golden light. See, sense, and feel the water around you lighting up. Golden sparkles of light now rippling out from you. You see this miraculous light traveling from water molecule to water molecule, spreading itself out in this body of water, and then connecting to every body of water on the planet. See and feel the waters lighting up with this loving, golden light. This light is restoring the waters to their original, natural, pristine state, vibrant and full of life. This golden light is nurturing the water and holding its original blueprint. Water is the source of life for every being on this planet. It is our most precious resource and partner. See the waters glowing brightly, infused with this brilliant golden light. This golden light is also touching and infusing all life in the water. Kelp, algae, and sea plants are lighting up and glowing golden. Jellyfish, sea turtles, plankton, starfish, dolphins, whales, and fish. They are all soaking in this brilliant golden light, allowing it to infuse their bodies and their being. Every single being that lives in fresh water and salt water are being nourished and filled with light. Now the golden light continues to travel out of the water onto the land. It is moving across every continent, lighting up the soil, the rocks, the mountains, and deserts. See it traveling across the planet. It is touching and lighting up the plants, the trees, the fungi. This golden light continues to spread and infuse the animal kingdom, the insects, birds, reptiles, invertebrates, and mammals. The entire planet is glowing with this brilliant golden light. Now feel this light touching every person on this planet, opening their hearts, filling them with peace and love, compassion, kindness, truth, and justice. Conflicts no longer exist. There is only love for one another. This light is expanding humanity's understanding of our connection, our interdependence on each other, our global community. Hold that vision and feeling of humanity living in peace and love. And this golden light flowing from you is also expanding humanity's love of nature. We see all species as important and of value. Our love and connection include the trees, the plants, the animals, the soil, the rocks, all beings on planet Earth are loved, respected, protected, and revered. Feel this love you have for all beings and radiate this love out to the animals, plants, trees, rocks, and soil. Stand strong in your power, feeling the love and peace within you. Continue to shine your light on the entire planet, bathing it with golden light, peace, and love. We hold this vision of our world where humans respect and love each other, where humans respect and love the water, where humans respect and love the animal kingdom, where humans protect and love the trees, the plants, all of nature. Every part of this world is in harmony and emanating peace and love. Feel this deeply in your bones and hold it in your heart. It's time to gently let go of this vision, and you can go back to it at any time and re-energize the world with your golden light. But now it's time to bring your awareness back to your body in the water. Slowly walk out of the water and stand once again on the shore. Feel the vibrating light energy that is inside you. And notice how the water in front of you shines and sparkles in purity. You're coming back now to this reality, coming back into your body, your physical body sitting in a chair. That's right. We're back in our room, back in our bodies. Wiggle your toes and fingers. Arch your back and stretch a little. Coming back fully into this reality and opening your eyes. Is everybody back? So before I open the lines, in case anybody has anything they'd like to share, I do have a New Year message from Granny. And I would also like to remind you that next month, David Spangler is going to be leading the meditation. I'm really thrilled to have him be here and lead that for us. So just to start, I did check in with Granny to see if she was still in spirit, and she said that yes, she is, that she has got things for her to accomplish in the spirit realm. And when I asked her what they were, she said she couldn't explain it in a way that I would understand. So I said to her, you know, that I was going to be leading this water meditation this week, and that, you know, we've been doing this, we're into our seventh year, and that it's hard for us to see changes from our limited perspective. And so I asked her if what we do makes a difference. And she said, "These gatherings do make a difference. Know that, believe it, and feel it deeply. Keep holding the vision of things as you wish them to be. Things are changing, and there are even bigger changes on the horizon. Your group is an integral part of these shifts, so keep it up. I am working from this side to aid you in your vision." So I thanked her, and I said, you know, I'm really pleased that she's helping us and that she can see things shifting. And I said, we've had a really hard year on the planet, and I asked if she had a message. And she said, "This has indeed been a year of hardships, but it has also been a year of enormous growth for many people. They have had to encounter their fears and their deepest selves. And out of this exploration, some people have found a peace they have never known before. Others are still struggling and haven't found their peace. But with time, they will succeed. Hard times bring great growth and change. And we see a new light emanating from planet Earth. Do not lose heart. While things are dark now, the light is growing and will continue to grow until a new era on Earth is born. You will come out of this darkness, so just hold on a little longer. Keep holding the vision of your world in perfect balance and harmony. If enough people do that, it will become your reality. Do not dwell upon the darkness or the lack or the horror. That will only create more of the same. I'm not suggesting that you ignore these things. No, not at all. Do what you can to change them, but do not worry or dwell upon them. If you cannot make a difference in one area, then find something where you can make a difference and put your energy there. There is always something you can do to make life more beautiful for others. And when I say others, I don't mean just humans. I mean all life on this planet, whether it is plant, animal, or mineral. There are many others that will appreciate your loving care. Your love and support of the water, something that is absolutely essential to all life, helps so many beings on this planet. Your love and attention to the earth itself is also of great value to all life. So find places where your heart leads you and do what you can to make a difference, always holding the vision of perfection and harmony. Every thought, every action, and every intention create powerful manifestations. Never forget this. We are grateful for the work that you and your global water people are doing. Together, we will create paradise on earth. So that's our New Year's message from dear, dear Granny. It's hopeful. I'm very glad. So if there's anyone who would like to share something or speak to me, just *6 and tell me your name.
Mary, this is Diane in Chicago. Can you speak a few words about the upcoming Fairy Congress on Zoom?
Oh, yeah, the Fairy Congress. Yeah, a lot of you maybe know that I was part of a group that started the Fairy and Human Relations Congress 20 years ago. And it's a gathering that promotes connection between humanity and the nature spirit realm. And because of everything that's happened this year, they couldn't hold the Congress, and so they're having a virtual Congress this year. And it's going to be the weekend of January 15th, and it's online. And you could find all the information at fairycongress.com. Thanks, Diane. Anybody else have something you'd like to ask or speak about? Just *6 and tell me your name.
Hi, this is Linda. That was a beautiful meditation, and I did love Granny's message. I mean, that's the one we keep getting. Focus on the solution, not the problem.
Yeah.
And exactly. I love the golden
end. That's what she always tells us.
Yep.
We're not quite there yet. Keep at it.
Oh yes, I know. Yeah. I'm seeing more and more circles of people working, and these circles overlapping, and as the ripples get bigger and bigger, there's going to be an energetic tsunami, and which will change things. And I
see that too. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're one of those ripples here.
Yeah.
One of the waves heading towards the tsunami. So I'm so grateful for all of you that show up, and we just continue to do this work together. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, Linda. Did I hear somebody else come in?
Hi, Mary.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Bonnie.
Okay. I thought someone got in before me. Okay. Hi, everyone. Hi, Mary. I was just... I'm still blown away by this amazing vision and journey that you brought us on, and the message from Granny. And But there's something that happened during it that is connected and about connection. And when we were all together and beaming this golden light to Mother Earth and all of her creations, I saw us as all, you know, the I think it's Leonardo da Vinci's man. I saw us all in that kind of spread with our arms out and our legs out and touching. And we were all connected, this beautiful, beautiful togetherness around the planet, beaming this love to each other and to all of life and to the waters and Mother Earth. And then I lay down and my little oyster is here and my head touched him and I could feel his heartbeat pulsing through me. And it was just so beautiful, that connection of the animal kingdom and us in humanity, and then Granny's message as of together we will create paradise on this earth. And it was just magnificent. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad Oyster comes to these
messages. Oh, he's been to so many. And he's with us all. Thank you. All love. Special love to you and to Granny. And to everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Ariamne.
Hi, Ariamne.
What did she connect with? That was my first thing.
Oh, her dog. She has a dog named Oyster who came and laid right next to her.
Yeah, when you said, you know, the Golden Lights, I don't know if you said little stars or not, but I picked up a show on a beach in Hawaii that has little stars all over it. And I have it, it's just very near me here. And so that, and the golden light was the first kind of subtle light I was able to perceive. And so it was just, I could just feel it flowing out from me. It stayed more local for me, so I just trusted that universe or whoever would make it spread.
Sure.
No, all over, but for me, that's where it was. And also, because I just finished reading your book, I've been wanting to write to you how much Granny, especially at the end, how much Granny inspired me.
Yeah.
And how much I felt her light.
Yeah.
And so it's like it has extra meaning for me now.
Oh, great. That's great. And you know, so, even though she's in spirit, you can still connect with her. And, you know, I've had so many people that read the book that said they could just spontaneously connect with her afterwards.
I haven't tried to actually connect with her, but the energy that she stimulated in me, the light was so uplifting for me. And this meditation was particularly relatable for me. And I know you must have typed this up before your wrist was broken.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that
did.
The written message can be put online. And, of course, the meditation. There are people I know who would like this meditation.
Yeah.
If you can't, maybe David can help.
Yeah, I will. I'll figure out how to get it up on the website like I always do. And I'll put Granny's, you know, there is a messages from Granny on the website. And so when I can get my hand working well enough to do that, I will get that up too. So, yeah.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah,
Mary,
David.
It's David. Well, first of all, let me do it. You know, let's figure it out so that, you know.
Okay.
Before your hand.
Thank you, David.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll email.
David, the wonderful tech man.
Yes. And thank you. Just thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy
New Year.
You too.
And Mary, I also wanted to thank you for Granny's message at the end.
Sure, I can hardly hear you, David.
This will be better. Yeah,
that is better.
I'm just Yeah. Granny's message is always just always touches me so deeply. So thank you. And from all of us, I want to wish you rapid and complete and joyous healing.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm accepting any and all healing energies that flow my way. Great.
This is Elka.
Hi, Elka.
South Carolina. I just wanted to share, Mary, you may remember the times when we made sure that my dog, Moya, was going to have the best possible transition onto the other side. And she said exactly the same thing that Granny shared in this message, that she had things to do on the other side to teach us. And so when you shared that, what came back up was this whole picture that I had gotten during the meditation. I was in the water and sending the light, but I also floated out. And as we were going into the rivers and then the nature and the animals, I floated out and saw the blue planet light up in gold step by step more and more, and found myself in something that flashed up like an ascension ring around the earth, and felt just so much bigger, partly because we were all doing it together, but also because the spirit world and other planetary support was with us in that meditation. I could at our time, I mean, as long as I stayed out of my head, it was so powerful. There were no words, but the whole globe lit up, and I felt that hope and that encouragement that Granny expressed. You know, keep going. Don't look towards the light. Be in the light, and we will get there. So.
Right.
It was beautiful to have my Moya come back in to
nice.
This. And I think sometimes Moya and Granny pull on the same strings.
Yeah, there you
so,
go.
Blessings to all of you folks. If you had known Moya, you would have met a huge spiritual being. She was much more than what she was in body. And she continues to do that for, I think, all of us. So thank you for all of you participating and letting me share this image.
Thanks, Elka. Okay. Anybody else have a last something you want to say before we sign off? All right.
Mary, this is Ariane again.
Yeah.
I would ask on email, but that would be a problem for you right now. So your book is the e-book now. There aren't any...
right, I
copies.
Don't have any. I sold out all my copies. Yep.
Is that just on your website, a connection to the ebook?
It's on my website, and it's also on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
So either place you can get it.
Hi, this is Sabina. Can people hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hi. I fell asleep during the message from Mary, from the from Granny, but listening to the lady that just spoke a moment ago, I wanted to share something too. I had a amazing healing kitty cat. That translated out of the physical suddenly on the 23rd, and his name was Bammy. And I had the same, thankfully, I had the same message come back from him. He was really remarkable. if I laid my hands on him, any kind of difficulty, any state, you know, human difficulty, was completely transformed and lifted in an absolutely amazing way, like I have only ever experienced with dolphins.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And he was helping me in a kind of healing that I've been learning. Remote healing that I've been learning, enhancing my skills. And he said there had been one other experience relayed where an animal had translated, and they said that the humans are now needing many, many, many more companion animals, because to teach them unconditional love. And the need is so great that there are animals that are needing to go to the other side to help to teach this and organize this. And so what he said is that he explained the experience that he had had in this lifetime, which was he was only 1.5, and why it was needed in order to help him be able to do this better. And he needed to be on the other side to take the things that he had gathered while he was here and be able to do it even better. And that he would be with me and we would be working together doing the healing. So it was, you know, enormously gratifying, but it really touched me to hear, you know, that that is going on with a lot of animals, and the whales and the dolphins too.
Yep, absolutely. And you have your
the angel got his
little
wings.
Healer helper on the other side. Absolutely.
Yeah. He really did get his wings. Yes. And he's an invaluable helper, and he taught me so much, and he still is.
Well, blessings with that. That's
thank you.
Great to have that. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. Well, I am going to unmute the call so we can have our chaotic goodbye. And I want to wish everybody a beautiful 2021. So hold on just a moment.